wanna taste the rain in St. Augustine. Staying forever far away from all I've seen.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you're just joining me, I am speaking with Andy Witt, who is the Executive Director of the St. John's Cultural Council in St. Augustine. Now, if you're looking for history and a great family vacation, this is it. The kids will love it, and they won't even realize they're learning all this great American history. So, Andy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Andy, we talked a lot about history on the last segment. I would love to hear a little bit more about the St. John's Cultural Council and exactly what you guys do.
Okay, well, we are the local arts council. There are arts councils in almost every community. We actually have kind of two parallel sides. We have a contract with the Tourist Development Council to manage the hotel motel tax money that promotes tourism. And we do that through a grant program for our local nonprofit arts, heritage, and cultural organizations, and also a marketing focus. And you can get all the information that we provide on historiccoastculture.com, and that is our outwardly directed site for information and activities and calendars. Then we also, in our what we call our local arts council program, we support visual artists, smaller arts organizations that may not be competitive or want to compete in the tourist arena, and we do communications, professional development to help build the foundation part of the arts and culture and heritage in St. John's County. So we're pretty diverse in that sense of trying to take care of the entire field in a way that's most effective. So.
Now, do you all offer classes and things like that for artists to help them develop their artistic skills?
We do. We do workshops and seminars, but there are several organizations that we assist that do actual workshops like painting. In fact, we have a building at St. Augustine Beach that's called the Cultural Arts Center. And we lease space to the dance company, which teaches ballet and modern dance, and also to the artist studio, which teaches painting and classes like that. We'll also do workshops and seminars for individual artists. We had a professional speech pathologist from Duke University Voice Center come down last month and did a class for singers and actors on how to preserve your voice, basically, for that. Mm-hmm. And we've done marketing for the independent artists to help artists learn how to better sell their work so that they can make a living. Our job basically is to how do we increase the earning ability of individual artists, particularly those in the mid-career and advanced career stages of their development.
Now, do you offer any funding, such as grants or awards or things like that
yes.
to artists?
Yes, we do. We have many states have an arts license plate. Florida has such a thing, and for us it's called the State of the Arts License Tag Fund. And for every plate, license tag that someone purchases, we get $20. So over the course of the year, we'll get a little over $10,000 in license tag fees. We have a state-of-the-art grant program where we support arts in the schools, underserved arts programs for independent artists. They're modest grants, up to $500. But $500 can go a long way. We've seen some remarkable successes with some of the programs with special needs children, particularly with artists painting murals in schools or on community buildings. We helped an organization with an obelisk project that helped students paint obelisks that were replica models of the Spanish Constitution obelisk in St. Augustine. So it's a pretty variety, good variety of projects that we support. And on that local side, for anyone who's interested, it's the website is stjohnsculture.com. So we have two websites, one locally directed and one tourism directed.
Well, that, you know, it sounds fantastic. I mean, you guys are really, really involved in a lot of things. Now, some of the theatrical type things that come into town, you guys are involved in that as well, like plays and musicals and those type things?
Yes, we support them promotionally. Our offices are right next door to the Limelight Theater, and they do a variety of musicals and dramas and comedies. We also are very proud to be associated with the St. Augustine Amphitheater, which is a major concert venue. For instance, we had Alison Krauss and Willie Nelson come here a little while ago. Duran Duran was here last week. We have ZZ Top. All the major touring concert people love to come to the St. Augustine Amphitheater. It's an outdoor, tented amphitheater. It seats a little over 4,000 people. And artists love to come to St. Augustine. And you can, you know, and if they're in town, you're likely to be walking down the street and you can run into a famous concert performer. People were saying, oh, I saw Willie Nelson on St. George Street last week.
That's amazing.
And then, of course, we've got an orchestra. And we also have in Ponte Vedra, which is in the north part of our county, the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall, which is about a 700-seat converted church that does a lot of the smaller concerts. So Leo Kottke has performed there, and Leon Russell, and you know, artists of that scale, and it's very, very popular. And we have you know, a terrific variety of outdoor concerts during the summer, both at the beach and downtown. Great museum. The Leitner Museum, right in the heart of downtown, is one of the old Flagler era hotel buildings.
That was fantastic. That was one of my favorite museums that we visited.
Yeah, and we are doing a project with them starting in June. We're doing an exhibition called America's Parks, which is a national exhibition of 50 paintings celebrating the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, which takes place this year. Mm-hmm. And a companion to that is that during a Parks Week, which is 2 weeks from now, April 16 to 24, we're doing a plein air paint out, is what it's called, on the grounds of the Castillo de San Marco, the fort.
Wow.
And we will select a few pieces from that from that work to go into the America's Parks exhibition. So there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of reasons for people to come and see us. And see and experience all the things that St. Augustine and St. John's County has to offer.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And the thing that I love about all of the opportunities is that tourists who are coming through can participate in so many of them. And that really does offer a great experience for coming to St. Augustine. Because, of course, everyone wants the beaches and they want to do the historic things. But when you can actually get hands-on and get involved in things, that really does offer a great experience for tourists coming to your city.
Absolutely. We want you to be engaged, not just watch.
So. Absolutely. Now, Andy, unfortunately, we've come down to the end of this segment as well. I could just go on and on because you're such a wealth of information. But let's give those websites again so folks can go and check out what's coming up and they can plan their vacations around them. What's the website again?
The biggest one is historiccoastculture.com. Mm-hmm. And the second one is St. John's Culture. com. So we have the historiccoastculture.com has our major calendar and all the events and a wealth of information for people. And you can actually link to our Visit and Convention Bureau for hotel bookings and restaurant reservations and things like that.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Andy, for taking some time out of your day to come on and spend a little time with us and sharing all this great information about St. Augustine. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, you guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more information on St. Augustine. I'm going to give you my top 10 things to do when visiting St. Augustine. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, M550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Last night.